Jacka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria and Rustenburg 19, Johannesburg 17 grade.
Couple of issues on the road. The N1 North has been a multi-vehicle crash at Atterbury Road. Also, N3 North, we've got a stationary vehicle after the ramp to the M2 East.
Die sekretaris-generaal van die ANC, Fikile Mbalula, het gisteraand se vergadering tussen president Cyril Ramaphosa en sy Amerikaanse ambtsgenoot Donald Trump as 'n goeie missie bestempel. In onderhoud met die SABC het Mbalula Ramaphosa geprys vir die ferm verdediging van Suid-Afrika se nasionale belange te midde van vals beweringe van volksmoord.
The diplomatic channels, the proper channels of engaging will actually be opened up from yesterday. So it's a great achievement for South Africa, and the president took and his government took a right decision, which we as the ANC supported right from the outset.
Adink president Paul Mashatile het intussen Suid-Afrika se padkaart vir digitale transformasie uiteengesit. Hy het gister die Suid-Afrika-Frankryk beleggingskonferensie in Parys toegespreek en die toenemende belangrikheid van digitale tegnologie vir ekonomiese groei beklemtoon. Hy sê Suid-Afrika sal fokus op die ontwikkeling van sleutel digitale vaardighede.
South Africa has launched a plan to modernize government services. The goal is to integrate government services and establish a national digital identity system, positioning South Africa among nations, leveraging digital public infrastructure for efficiency, security and accessibility.
Daar word verwag dat die premier van Gauteng, Panyasa Lesufi, vandag die media sal inlig oor belangrike ontwikkelings en besluite van die uitvoerende raadsvergadering. Cliff Shiko berig.
The premier is expected to highlight progress on priority programs aimed at improving service delivery and interventions to tackle crime. He is also expected to update on the province's readiness to host the G20 summit later this year after President Ramaphosa criticized the state of Johannesburg. The briefing comes after the province underspent 1.8 billion rand in the last financial year. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News in Midrand.
Die polisie in Limpopo het 12 gesteelde voertuie teruggevind in 'n weeklange teensmokkeloperasie waarin oorgrenssyndikaate geteken is. Een verdagte is in hegtenis geneem tydens twee belangrike optredes in Musina en nog een in Polokwane. Polisie woordvoerder Hlolani Mashaba.
In the latest operations, the members of Musina task team successfully intercepted a Toyota Corolla Cross at Bergview during routine operation on Wednesday, the 21st of May 2025. The provincial commissioner has hailed the members of the anti-smuggling team for their vigilance and all the units involved in the recovery of the stolen vehicles.
En ten slotte 'n bietjie goeie nuus, James McCullen van Kaapstad, bekend as die man in 'n pak, maak gereed om die wêreldrekord vir die vinnigste halfmaraton in 'n volle pak klere by die komende 21 km Kaapstad hardloopfees te probeer oortref. McCullen se wedloop ondersteun Jumping Kids, 'n organisasie wat gestremde atlete bemagtig. Hy hoop om gewone mense te inspireer met 'n pak en al om 'n verskil te maak. Ek is Chanel Septema. Sorry, at this hour, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula has described the meeting between President Cyril Ramaphosa and US President Donald Trump as a mission accomplished.
You're a newsreader, you are a world viewer, you are a contextualizer for many people, so give our state president a score out of 10 for last night.
Ooh, that is a good one, Alex. I'm going to be very lenient with my score, and I'm going to go with between 7 and 8 out of 10.
I'm going with a full 10 out of 10 because you didn't go, foot sack, yo! I don't know any other politician in this country who would have been able to keep his cool like our state president did yesterday. And
so
all
true.
Of the papers are reporting it as a total ambush. Also, ek weet as die hevel met die kruise op and everything, and it is the visual indication of how many people have lost their lives in farm attacks, etc.